It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapper. Down to 36 degrees, new morning low. That's off yesterday's high of 73. 73 is where we're bound today as far as a high temperature. We'll double-check that forecast at the close of our look at news. Effingham City Plan Commission members last night recommended a special use permit be issued for a county morgue. The morgue would be located at 207 West St. Anthony Avenue, the former pet feed store. The building has been renovated and adequate parking is available to accommodate the limited amount of traffic the morgue should generate. Effingham County Coroner Kim Rode said the morgue, now located at HSHS St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital, accommodates county deaths, but also deaths from surrounding area counties. There is space for just three bodies in the hospital morgue. Rhodes said the building could be used for both the morgue and for the coroner's office, which is now located on the third floor of the county office building. Rhodes said the new location would allow families to view the remains of their loved ones in a serene setting. Rhodes indicated that a grant is being sought to help fund the project and said that area counties are being contacted to contract for use of the morgue. Commission members voted 6-0 to recommend the City Council grant a special use permit for the project. The commission voted to continue to a future meeting special use permits for a cryptocurrency operation and a solar energy field to be located on or near the Mid-America Motorworks grounds. Commission members asked for results of a noise study and information that an adequate supply of power would be available for the operation. The Plan Commission approved a site plan for a new building for South Central FS at 410 South Willow Street. Much of the building would be warehouse space, replacing a demolished building located along the CSX railroad tracks on the north end of the FS property. There will also be retail space on the west end of the new building. Members Ken Woltman, Michael McHugh, and Brian Myers were not present for Tuesday's meeting. Details in on a crash involving injuries that occurred Monday afternoon in Effingham County. It happened just before 3:30 p.m. The Effingham County Sheriff's Office reports that a vehicle driven by 63-year-old Danny LaCrone of Altamont was headed south on 800th Street at the corner of 800th and 1075th Avenue. That's down in Jackson Township. The vehicle veered off the roadway to the left and continued to travel about 100 yards south of the intersection, colliding with a tree on the east side of the road. The driver was injured. LaCrone was taken to HSHS St. Anthony's for treatment of his injuries. LaCrone was cited for DUI and improper lane usage. Again, that happened just before 3:30 Monday afternoon. Beecher City School Board at this week's meeting approved their 24-25 graduation date. It'll be Saturday afternoon, May 10th. The ceremony will begin at 2 p.m. They also approved the school calendar for the coming school year. They approved a consolidated district plan for the coming school year. They also approved the organizational school board meeting. That's set for May 5th, and that will again, be the date for their organizational school board meeting. Also, they approved a technology upgrade by QNS. That'll take place at Beecher City Grade School. They also accepted a bus bid. They also approved an intergovernmental agreement with Lakeland College. That'll establish the Laker Connect. That's an effort by the college. Also, the Beecher City Board accepted a letter of resignation from Vanessa Wright from an extracurricular halftime concession manager position. They also accepted an irrevocable letter of retirement from certified staffer Candace Allen. That'll be effective at the end of this school year. And they also accepted a resignation from certified staff member Sarah Kirchhofer. That'll also be effective at the close of the current school year. The Little Buckaroo Saddle Club has been named endowment recipient from 100-plus Women Who Care of Effingham County. Members and non-members seeking to join 100-plus Women Who Care of Effingham County gathered at Tuscan Hills Winery Stellar Cellar in February for their annual kickoff meeting. During this meeting, the group learned of several deserving not-for-profits within Effingham County. Little Buckaroo Saddle Club was the not-for-profit drawn out of a fishbowl and awarded $3,000. Little Buckaroo Saddle Club of Totopolis is a family-oriented organization that promotes responsible horsemanship and the Western way of life. Their Facebook page, Little Buckaroo Saddle Club, is filled with information on how one can join the group. The not-for-profit 100-plus Women Who Care of Effingham County was established in Effingham by Melissa Willenberg and Karen Etter in 2016 after learning from and attending a meeting of 100-plus Women Who Care of Vigo County in Terre Haute. The group comprises women of all ages who reside in or around Effingham County, and ages range vastly from women in their 20s to women in their 70s. The not-for-profit is based on a giving circle model form of philanthropy, in which a group of individuals donate their own money to a pooled fund, decide together where to give the funds, and in doing so, seek to increase their awareness of and engagement in the issues covered by the charity or community project. Members contribute $400 annually. An initial payment of $100 goes into the 100-plus Women Who Care Effingham County Endowment for future grant-making within the community. The remaining $300 is contributed to three not-for-profit organizations or community projects in Effingham County throughout the year. The next 100-plus Women Who Care of Effingham County meeting is set for Tuesday, April 8th at Heartland Dental in Effingham. All women 21 and older are welcome to attend. The Effingham County Board's Transportation Committee has its monthly meeting today. That will be at 1:30 at the County Office Building in the third floor board meeting room. Eastern Illinois University has announced that Dr. Holly Farley will assume duties as the acting provost and vice president for academic affairs. That'll begin June 1st. And Dr. Farley said, "I'm excited to take on the many responsibilities of this new role and to help EIU uplift and achieve its critical mission." Mention that the next in the series of meetings that are presented by the Effingham County Cultural Center and Museum Association is set for tomorrow evening, Thursday evening, and the focus is on the Totopolis area, and a book will be available for sale. There will be two presenters, Marilyn Harmon, Memories, Interviews with Totopolis Area Residents, and Connie Nosbisch on Monastery 50 Years. The presentation, as always, is at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. That'll be on the second floor of the County Museum in downtown Effingham. The lecture series is sponsored by the Effingham County Cultural Center and Museum Association, an organization devoted to the preservation of the fascinating history of the county. Public's encouraged to attend to learn more about local history. There's no admission charge. The Millikan University Board of Trustees has unanimously confirmed the election of Dr. Dean Pribinow to become the 17th president of the university. That'll be effective July 1st. Pribinow will succeed Dr. Jim Reynolds, who stepped down as Millikan's 16th president March 1st. After nearly 5 years in the position, Millikan chairman of the board, Ronald Branch, is serving as acting president in Reynolds' absence. The presidential search began last September. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
Now hiring at Evergreen Nursing and Rehab. Full-time LPNs and RNs with new starting rates, hire-on bonuses, shift and weekend differentials. Also hiring for CNAs, housekeeping, and dietary departments. Part-time positions are also available. Apply at heliahealthcare.com/evergreennursingandrehab. Evergreen, bringing you home.
The CP4 high-pressure fuel pump in big-name diesel pickups has earned a reputation for failing without warning, creating sudden power loss, and destroying the expensive high-pressure fuel system. Truck owners will have fuel system repairs that can easily exceed $10,000. Not to mention downtime and dealing with an unknown repair shop in an unknown location. At Scheid Diesel, they found that replacing the CP4 with a durable alternative with OE fit and function is game-changing. Call Scheid Diesel to schedule your appointment today for your CP4 conversion, 217-536-5200.
Do you toss and turn all night long? Are you achy and tired every morning? Then it's time to get a new mattress from WS Broom. During Broom's mattress clearance sale, you can get a great mattress at even better price. Save on gel foam, pocketed coil, and hybrid sets. Save on plush, firm, and two-sided sets. Spare bedroom and kids' mattresses are on sale too. And Broom's has adjustable bases and luxury pillows for even more custom comfort. Hurry to WS Broom in downtown Effingham and sleep great tonight.
Imagine your child's future, full of opportunities, limitless dreams, and the education they deserve. Hi, I'm Nathan Schultz, financial advisor at Smith Moore in Effingham. Did you know that there's a smart way to save for your child's education? A 529 plan offers tax advantages while helping you invest in their future. Whether it's college, trade school, or K-12 expenses, you can start small and watch their dreams grow. Ready to give your child the gift of a brighter tomorrow? Call me, Nathan Schultz, today at 217-708-2065. Together, we'll build their future one step at a time. Smith Moore, member SIPC, FINRA.
A look at deaths on this Wednesday. Clark Eugene Wiebking, 79, of Dietrich, died Sunday evening. Graveside services for Clark Wiebking will be Thursday, tomorrow, at 3:30. That'll be at the Bethsaida Cemetery, rural Dietrich. A visitation for family and friends of Clark Wiebking is planned tomorrow from 1 to 3 p.m. That'll be at Meyer Funeral Home in Dietrich, and then the ceremony at 3:30 on Thursday. Melvin Bruce Dilley, 75, of St. Elmo, died on Sunday. Private services for the family of Melvin Bruce Dilley will be held at a later date. Pagel Funeral Home, St. Elmo, is assisting. Nancy D. Palm, 77, of Watson, died on Monday. Funeral services for Nancy Palm will be this Saturday morning at 10. That'll be at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Call there from 4 to 7 Friday evening for Nancy Palm. Wanda Ruth Higgs Phillips, 99 and a half, died on Monday. Funeral services for Wanda Ruth Phillips will be Thursday morning, tomorrow morning at 11. That'll be at Geese King Funeral Home in Altamont. You can call there from 4 to 7 tonight. And the visitation is tonight for Wanda Phillips from 4 to 7, and then also from 10 to 11 just ahead of the service on Thursday morning. George Taphorn, 94 of Beecher City, died on Sunday. Funeral arrangements for George Taphorn are pending at Geese King Funeral Home in Altamont. A celebration of life for Laverl and Margie Langford of Effingham will be Saturday at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham, with visitation from 10 to 11 a.m. and the funeral to follow. Again, that for Laverl and Margie Langford, the dad and mom of our Angela James. Memorial services for 46-year-old Lonnie Harrington of Fairfield will be Friday at 2 o'clock at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation for Lonnie Harrington will be from noon to 2 on Friday. Funeral services for Cindy Harmon, 61, of Stewartson, will be today. That'll be at 1 o'clock at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Cindy Harmon from 11 to 1 today. Interment for 89-year-old Larry Lustig of Napa, California, formerly of Effingham, will be today. That'll be this morning at 9:30 our time at the Dixon VA Cemetery in Sacramento, California. Funeral services for Eleanor or Peg Stuckemeyer, 91, of Altamont, will be today. That'll be this morning at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Altamont. Visitation for Peg Stuckemeyer from 9 to 11 this morning at the church. Funeral services for 66-year-old Mary Frances Stanford of Louisville will be Thursday at 1 o'clock at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation for Mary Frances Stanford from 11 to 1 on Thursday. Funeral services for Mert McReynolds, 88, of Newton, will be today. That'll be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton for Mert McReynolds. And arrangements pending for Barbara Jane, 87, of Dade City, Florida, formerly of Newton. She died this past Thursday. Meyer Funeral Home in Newton is assisting. To our forecast, mostly sunny skies expected today, a high of 73, winds from the southeast at 5 to 10, could gust to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, then, partly cloudy skies, low right around 50, and winds maybe 5 miles an hour. And then Thursday, mostly sunny and a high of 73. We're looking for a storm system to roll in Friday night, and it could be the bearer of strong storms, so we'll do our best to keep you up to date. Right now, we're at a new morning low, 36 degrees, that off a high yesterday of 73. So we're going for 73 3 days in a row, according to the forecast. That's our check on news. I'm Greg Sapp.